From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has given Russia until the end of Tuesday to explain the use of a nerve agent against a former Russian double agent, Sergei Skripal, in southern England. London said it's highly likely the Kremlin was involved. Ms. May addressed Parliament Monday.
It is now clear that Mr. Skripal and his daughter were poisoned with a military-grade nerve agent of a type developed by Russia. This is part of a group of nerve agents known as Novichok.
She said there are only two possible explanations for what occurred March 4 in the city of Salisbury.
Either this was a direct act by the Russian state against our country, or the Russian government lost control of its potentially catastrophically damaging nerve agent and allowed it to get into the hands of others.
The Prime Minister said she's prepared to conclude the action amounts to an unlawful use of force by the Russian state against the United Kingdom. The White House expressed outrage. Moscow rejected the accusation. Dmitry Peskov, spokesman for President Vladimir Putin, said Skripal worked for British intelligence. The incident took place on British soil and has nothing to do with Russia. Skripal and his daughter remain hospitalized since the incident in critical condition. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, during a brief stop in Nigeria Monday, met with President Muhammadu Buhari, promising help in the fight against the Boko Haram insurgency.
The recent kidnapping of more than 100 schoolgirls is heartbreaking. Nigeria has the United States' full support, and we are actively working with our partners here on other ways we can assist you in this fight.
More than 100 schoolgirls were taken from the town of Dapchi in Yobe State last month. Tillerson stopped in five countries, including Ethiopia, Djibouti, Kenya, and Chad. This is VOA News.